April showers will bring May flowers, but also a wet weekend to wrap up the month. Showers and thunderstorms for the entire ECNN listening area are in the local forecast for the next 3 days. With any luck, we'll get a break on Tuesday, but come Wednesday, the precipitation picks up and will likely last through the rest of the week. So keep your radio dialed in to ECNN all weekend long for any developments, or just take us with you if you have to leave the area and still need to stay in the know. Just download the K-Country 95, 100.9 The Train, or the AM 1290 The Gift apps onto your smartphone. Thursday night, the Bull Shoal City Council voted to appoint a new mayor until a replacement can be voted on in November. The council appointed Carol Duss to fill the role until the November election. She takes over from former Mayor Michael Savu, who resigned suddenly several weeks ago. According to city recorder and treasurer Tina Bailey, in Savu's resignation letter, he stated that due to matters beyond his control, he is no longer able to serve as mayor. The death of a highly regarded Missouri emergency room doctor whose body was found 11 months ago in a northwest Arkansas lake has been ruled a suicide, according to Arkansas authorities in a case that fueled social media speculation about whether his disappearance had been tied to his cryptocurrency dealings. 49-year-old Dr. John Forsyth was last seen nearly a year ago near the RV that he had parked at the Cassville, Missouri hospital where he worked. The father of eight, who was engaged to be married, didn't show up for his shift at Mercy Hospital on May 21, 2023, prompting a search. There was no sign of him until a kayaker found his body last year on May 30th in Arkansas's Beaver Lake, about 20 miles south of the hospital. Detectives with the Benton County, Arkansas Sheriff's Office said Thursday that Forsyth died of a gunshot wound to the head. An autopsy by the chief medical examiner at the Arkansas Crime Lab concluded that the death was a suicide. A morbid mortuary worker pleads guilty to selling fetal remains and other stolen body parts from medical school cadavers. According to a statement from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Arkansas, 37-year-old Candace Chapman Scott was among several charged recently in what prosecutors have called a nationwide scheme to steal and sell human body parts. Scott was employed at Arkansas Central Mortuary Services, where part of her job was to transport, cremate, and embalm remains. The University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences in Little Rock has said that's where the medical school sent remains of cadavers that had been donated for medical students to examine. An indictment accuses Scott of setting up the transactions with a Pennsylvania man she met through a Facebook group about, quote, oddities, unquote. That's where she came into contact with Jeremy Pauley of Thompson, Pennsylvania, who managed the morgue for Harvard Medical School in Boston. She agreed to plead guilty in federal court to one count of conspiracy to commit mail fraud and one count of interstate transportation of stolen property. Under a plea agreement, federal prosecutors dropped 10 other wire and mail charges sought against her. She still faces 10 years in prison and up to a $250,000 fine on the transporting stolen property charge, also faces 20 years in prison and up to a $250,000 fine on the mail fraud charge. For Pauley's part, on July 8th of last year, police conducted an investigation. They searched his property, confirmed to have three full skeletons, approximately 15 to 20 human skulls, and buckets containing 15 gallons of human remains and organs such as livers, brains, kidneys, and so on. The documents state that Pauley was found to have purchased these items via that Facebook page: one half head, one whole head minus the skull cap, three brains with a skull cap, one heart, one liver, one lung, two kidneys, one full female pelvis, one piece of skin with nipple, four hands, and Pauley was able to purchase all of those items from Scott for $4,000. A sentencing date for Scott hasn't been scheduled, but Pauley pled guilty in Pennsylvania last year and was sentenced to probation. Missouri State Park officials are asking for public input regarding the future development and considerations to be made for 11 Point State Park in Oregon County. There's a 7-minute YouTube video explaining what they want to do. 11 Point Park, formerly Pigman Ranch and Buildings for Babies, was purchased in 2015 by the state of Missouri for conservation purposes. For more information about how you can give your input, just log on to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. And nature experts in the Midwest starting to see cicadas preparing for their massive emergence. And there could be more of them than the world has seen in 200 years. Hundreds of trillions of cicadas will start appearing in May and live for about 6 weeks as part of a dual emergence. People living in the Midwest and the Southeast will experience the rare event. From Illinois, the cicadas will emerge in massive numbers from the middle of the state northward, spreading into parts of northwest Indiana, southern Wisconsin, and eastern Iowa. From the metro East St. Louis area on south, the numbers of cicadas will be even larger, spreading into Kentucky, Tennessee, the Carolinas, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Of course, the entire ECNN listening area will be saturated with cicadas. The only parts of Missouri that won't see an increase will be the Boot Heel, a couple of western counties, and most of northwest Missouri. All of northern Arkansas will see an increase in cicadas well into the millions or even billions. And to update a story we gave you yesterday here on ECNN, Missouri Department of Transportation crews will be making driving service improvements on Route BB in Shannon County. Flaggers and a pilot car will be in place to guide the traffic. That section of roads located between Route J and Route 17 near Winona. Weather permitting, that work will take place Wednesday, May 1st through Thursday, May 2nd from 7:30 to 4:30 daily. Seal coats are a pavement process that's used by MoDOT on roads with lower traffic volumes to maximize resources and extend the life of the road. And ECNN invites you to the Thayer High School gym tonight, beginning at 7 o'clock. National Southern Gospel Quartet Gold City will be performing, and their special guest will be Four Corners Quartet, and we cordially invite you to attend that. Still plenty of places to get your discount coupons that will get you $2 off at the door. Just log on to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com, for all of that information.